One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But I kept thinking to myself,
why do I feel like you're trying not to say like right now?
I actually am.
You guys for sure had crushes on each other's Beast and brothers at one point. People secretly just want us to be swingers.
I don't know, maybe. Anyway, moving on.
You've seen each other completely naked.
That is true.
People saying, I think your podcast got hacked. I knew you'd laugh at this one.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Let me take a sip of water.
Just tell me when you're ready.
I'm sorry. I'm actually out of my mind today.
Are you ready?
Me! Okay. Let me get it out of my system. Okay, I'm
sorry. We're going to have to put some of this in. Okay, welcome back, you guys, to the Fairly Odd Sisters podcast.
Hello.
The first thing that we have to tell you is Lauren just got back from a week and a half long trip.
Uh-huh. And she stepped off the limo.
She's not got all of her wits about her.
I'm a little unhinged. I can't be stopped.
She came walking up my steps, and I was not sure if she was okay.
I'm not okay. It's okay. We did some travel. That's right. Sarah was supposed to be there with us. I'm really sad.
We didn't make the trip. It was all in the good interests of our child, but didn't make the trip.
Didn't make the trip, but it was so fun. But the travel days were absolutely insane. For instance, on the way home, we flew from Costa Rica to LAX. And then had a layover there, an overnight layover. So we decided to extend our layover. It was like a 12-hour day to get to LAX because it was a 4-hour car ride on dirt road. I'm talking dirt. Every single person in the car was about to hurl. I have a big fear of throw up. And every single person, including kids, except for my kids and me, because I don't get car sick, was white as a ghost. We had to pull over at one point because everyone was like, I might throw up. It was my biggest nightmare.
If someone would have thrown up, Lauren would have thrown up.
I would have thrown up out of fear and scared. Anyway, so then that was terrifying. We drove 4 hours to the airport, and then we had a 6-hour flight after that. We showed up like 2 hours early to the airport too. So we just had so much time there.
And here's the thing. We didn't go because of Jack's ears. We didn't want to risk his eardrums bursting. He has a long history of ear problems. Mm-hmm. So he has his surgery to get scheduled for tubes in about a week. So we didn't want to risk him bursting again. But after hearing Lauren's travel day, I don't think we would have survived anyway. Because our kids are wild and Sunny can't do car seats. She's not good on flights. Listening to this, we probably wouldn't have made it anyway.
I will just say we all had the best attitude that we could and we just kind of turned off our brains. But by like, okay, so then we took a 5.5-hour flight to LAX and then we had to Uber for an hour to the hotel. And by the time we got into the Uber, I was at my limits, my wits ends. And I was just literally like, and I couldn't mm-hmm. function.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what you guys need to understand, if you have kids, traveling with kids is a whole other beast. If you're traveling alone, yeah, you're tired and whatever, but you're not trying to keep kids happy.
Mm-hmm. And even if they're good, it's like,
it's still a long, stressful, mentally tasking day. But the traveling is awesome. But mm-hmm. traveling with kids is hard.
10 out of 10 worth it. It was the best trip literally ever. And then we ended up, our layover was Disneyland and California Adventure, which is what I just got back from today. So,
and we're glad to have Lauren back because now we can film. And I just missed my best friend. I know. So wanted her here. Jack actually, when he saw Ozzy, you can tell
it was so cute. We walked up when we got here, literally straight out of the airport, and Jack saw Ozzy and goes, "Ozzy," and opens his hands for a huge hug. He didn't even hesitate. He was just like, "Ozzy," and then they embraced. And then immediately after, Jack was like, "Come downstairs and let's go play."
Oh, and this like breaks my little heart. He's been sick. He's had RSV. That's why we didn't meet them in Disneyland when we were supposed to road trip and meet them in Disneyland.
They were supposed to be there.
And both our kids came down with RSV, which is pretty gnarly for kids. So we had to cancel that trip too. And I feel so bad because he's seeing his friend and he's just,
you know,
asking for her to come play.
It was like so instantly. Sad. And the whole time at Disneyland, everyone was like, "Oh, we wish Sarah and Derek were here," especially at Cars Land. I knew Jack would love that.
But we're going tomorrow. That's why we're filming the day Lauren got back and the day before we leave. We leave tomorrow at like 5 a.m. So we're going.
We're going in for the kill.
In other news, this is crazy, you guys.
I actually don't know what you're about to say. I already forgot everything.
I'm going to just leave it. I'm going to do a longer pause just so we can sink this in.
Mm-hmm.
Our podcast got hacked already.
Oh my gosh. How could I have forgotten this?
How could you forget?
Honestly, this is insane. Like, of course.
So we're posting our third episode tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have done this for just a couple weeks and our Spotify has already gotten hacked. Our whole account. How does
somebody
that even happen?
Stole our podcast name and podcast whatever. I don't even know
it's
how
just
it works.
The because platform we're just, because they have our name, but then it's the weirdest thing.
It's so weird.
You click on it. And it's this random guy and all of his podcast episodes, but he has our reviews and our page and you click on it and it's his face with his podcast,
and
but it says the Fairly Odd Sisters on it. And our episodes are completely gone.
Gone.
Our cover photo is gone. Everything. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Completely hacked us. And our Apple podcast is still there.
I mean,
we had two episodes and this man steals our freaking, like... I know I say like a lot, but do you have to hack me?
Do you have to, sir? Do Jeez. You have to? We're just trying to make a friendly podcast over here, and we can't make two episodes without it getting hacked.
We're just trying to have a little fun. A little fun in the sun, and you try and come over here and you just hack me. That's what you do.
And I honestly don't think I would have realized that it got hacked until we posted today, because we're doing some assumptions about us on today's episode,
yeah,
which is always super fun to read through.
It's really scary.
And I don't think I would have even noticed, but then in the assumptions box,
I didn't even notice that you were doing that. That's how out of it I am.
I know. Lauren was just staring at me. I'm like, laugh. Make me feel better about this.
I'm like this.
Make me feel more normal. And then she didn't laugh. And now there's just like this awkward silence. Okay, I'm
sorry.
Done. I'm moving on.
Our DMs are flooded.
Yes, the DMs are flooded with people saying, "I think your podcast got hacked. You
it's
guys
gone.
Should go look. I can't find it on Spotify." So
this man pops up for your name and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. So we are in the process of fixing that. Derek is actually on chat with Spotify right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this episode, we are having no more issues and it's just back up and running. But for now,
it's hacked and I'm hoping that we get it back too.
Boom, roasted. No, boom, no. Roasted. Already said that. All right, moving on. So Lo and I have very... different levels of what we know about pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do a little bit more of like get to know you stuff because we filmed a few podcasts.
We were nervous.
And we were pretty nervous and we just kind of went straight in. So we're hoping to just kind of chat more at the beginning of these episodes. And one thing about our friendship is Lauren is always telling me about pop culture. I don't know a whole lot about celebrities, Kardashians, all that stuff, and she knows. This
when
is,
I tell
this
you
is
that
talent.
I say things that I'm like, everyone knows this, she acts the most shocked in the world, and I'm looking around, did you not hear this?
She thinks this is just common knowledge for everybody, and I'm just not sure. Are you
That's bugging me.
If you're watching the video of this, Lauren is just looking through a tiny cord at my face. We're new at this. Just cut us some slack. Back to pop culture. Lauren knows everything. I don't know anything. So we're going to do a few pop culture moments that have happened in the past and we can just talk about them.
Yeah. And I actually think you know a lot of pop culture moments this time because you've been on your phone all week.
That's true.
Because you've been quarantined.
I have been quarantined. I do know a little bit more. I told Lauren something about pop culture today.
I'm actually really proud. I'm really proud. That's the first time you've ever done that.
Yeah. So Lauren, before we started filming this, was talking about, we're both huge Bachelor fans. Mm-hmm. Bachelor in Paradise.
Big Bachelor.
I think I might be the biggest fan of the Golden Bachelor, though.
Honestly, it was the best out of all of them.
This was a way to just completely revamp the Bachelor world. I feel like this was the smartest move they could have made.
It couldn't have gotten more genuine. Mm-hmm. Nobody there is there to get an influencer following.
No.
They're not there to, you know, just go and get on a show.
Yeah, just mess with people and get famous.
They were actually there to meet somebody.
The amount of times that I cried.
I couldn't.
During all those episodes, watching Gary, watching them all talk about their husbands and their wives and just like, I couldn't handle it, honestly.
Anytime... Gary talked about his wife. Anytime other women were like, this was my situation. Sobbing. The wedding.
I didn't watch the wedding.
Jenner. Oh, Sarah.
Did you watch the wedding?
Yes, of course. I downloaded it for my flight when I went.
Of course.
Because I needed to see it. The wedding was insane. Kris Jenner was the one that did, not Kris Jenner
Kris Jenner that looked like one of the ladies on Golden Bachelor, if you haven't seen it, looked
like,
and kind of act like Kris Jenner. And it was this huge thing, kind of viral everywhere.
And she was number one supporter of Teresa, and she did the officiant thing. And she did an amazing...
She did the officiant thing. She married them.
She married them, and she did such a good job. And I just thought, man, these girls are so cute.
I wonder if she'll be the next Golden Bachelor. Do you think?
I would love that.
I would love if the lady... I always forget her name.
The blonde.
The, the lady with the long blonde hair that went home.
Faith? No.
No.
I mean, June.
No.
Jape.
Jape.
What is that?
It's got to be Jape.
I know who you're talking about.
The one that went.
Joanne.
The one that went home.
I said J names.
You did. Okay. You were close. Yeah. The one that went home to help her daughter struggling with postpartum depression. She was my favorite, and I felt like they had such a good connection, and I just loved her. I think I want to see a season with her.
Yeah, she'd be good. But okay, so in this whatever, as we were watching The Golden Bachelor, at first I was like, Teresa is a little bit cringe, you know what I mean? She was giving off those weird vibes when they portrayed her kind of ditzy and... doing weird stuff. Mm-hmm. They kind of portrayed that. And then as time went on, I was thinking Teresa is actually perfect for Gary. And Leslie was the top runner for a lot of people. I remember everyone was like, Leslie. And I think Gary was super into Leslie, and that's why. But I kept thinking to myself,
why do I feel like you're trying not to say right now?
I actually am not trying to say right now. It's really hard to relay a story without that word.
I just have to attest to that.
It is really hard.
And we're working on it.
I'm working on it. Okay. So
you're doing great.
Leslie was giving vibes that she likes really cool, younger, kind of hip guys. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of guy she goes for. Mm-hmm. And Gary's just not that guy. Gary's more like...
kind of quirky.
Quirky, and he's not goofy, nerdy, a little bit nerdy.
Yeah.
A little bit just loving, so emotional and that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was thinking, Leslie isn't for him.
She's not. No, she was too racy. Is that a word?
She just is edgy. That's what I would say.
Edgy. Racy. Racy's the wrong word. Edgy.
I think she needs a more like cool motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
And this is what clarified everything for me is just today I see a TikTok, and guess who posted with Leslie on his TikTok?
Is it a young edgy
guy? You just said the first part of his name. Young Gravy.
Young Gravy?
Yes.
Who's Young Gravy?
This would be more shocking if you knew who Young Gravy was.
But is he like mid-30s?
Mm, no. I don't know.
Younger than that?
I think that he's in his 20s.
And Leslie's almost 60?
He looks
60?
Like he's in his 20s. I don't know how old he is. Okay. Young Gravy.
Why is his name Young Gravy?
He posted this and was just saying that he didn't want Leslie to win because he's obviously...
He wanted to date her.
And there's this one contestant that I just couldn't stop rooting for to not win. I don't know if y'all remember Leslie, but...
Oh my gosh, they're hanging out?
Yes. And I just thought to myself, that is who Leslie, rides with.
Young Gravy just showed Leslie in that video with him. They're together. Yes, yeah. And it looked like at a pool.
Yeah, they look like they're just hanging out.
Please tell me why his name is Young Gravy.
I don't know.
I don't know about this. Okay.
But do you see what I'm saying? He's like 20s.
Young right? Gravy likes the Cougars.
He does. And he used to date Addison Rae's mom.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
This guy. Allegedly, they posted videos a lot together.
Okay, so if you are over 50 and you're looking for a shot with Young Gravy, you might be in the running.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so anyway, wow. I saw that and I just thought, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Next item.
Yes.
Of pop culture. The mm-hmm. Golden Globes. That filled my whole TikTok feed for...
It's still happening to me because I haven't been on TikTok.
Yeah. It's going to keep coming. Mm-hmm. I guess, and I don't know a whole lot about this, but the host I know is getting some heat mm-hmm. because, and I don't even know the host's name, but apparently no one really knew him before he even hosted the Golden Globes.
While you talk.
But he made some comments about the Barbie movie that people did not like, and I just have to speak for our man, Ryan Gosling.
You're the man.
He is awesome. Throughout the whole time when they were making all of these sexist jokes and random things, he was just straight face. He was not giving this man the time of day. Like, I feel like at the Golden Globes, you do not have to make rude jokes to make it a good show.
Yeah.
You can just get up there. You can tell funny jokes, but don't tear people down, is my opinion. Mm-hmm. And the funniest thing that I thought was about this was when the host was talking about Taylor Swift in the NFL and he made a rude comment. I'm not exactly sure what the comment was, but pretty rude. Taylor just took a sip of her drink and everyone was going nuts saying that was such a bad reaction. She shouldn't have reacted like that. And I'm over here sitting thinking, okay, at the last Golden Globes, I'm pretty sure it was Golden Globes. You can correct me. Will Smith punches Chris Rock in the face. Mm-hmm. And you guys think that her sipping her glass was an overreaction? I'm on the wrong side of TikTok.
I don't know. That's wackadoo.
It's awkward too because she's in the room and someone's saying something rude about her and she's just sipping her glass. I'm like, that is not bad.
No, it's not.
Anyway, those were my two things. We love Ryan Gosling and Taylor
Ryan's
Swift.
Ryan Gosling's reaction to his I'm Just Ken winning the...
So funny.
I mean, the best song of
was
the
it the
movie.
Best song of the
it
year
was,
or
it was
what?
The best song to come out of a movie track or something along those lines.
And I love that for him.
I know. And honestly, that song slaps so hard. Mm-hmm. It was in my head constantly, but it's just funny that he's sitting next to Billie Eilish, who just wrote the most beautiful ballad for that movie, which was also in the running.
She won another award,
yeah,
though,
she
for
won
that.
Emmys.
Yes, yes.
And then it's just funny.
It is like, so funny.
His reaction to it was so shocked.
He was stunned.
He was just looking around like this. Like, seriously? Did I just win?
It makes you like him even more, though, because you're looking at him and he's shocked. And
he knows that it shouldn't have come to him. He's like,
but it is so catchy.
I love
that
song.
That's the reason why it won. It's
to be honest,
so
I
catchy.
Love it. It's just a satire song.
To be honest,
song.
I've listened to it in the car by myself.
Yeah. It's a satire song, so it's funny that it won. Satire. Like, it's a joke song. It's not a real, it's not trying to be a good song.
He's not trying to make this his number one hit.
And what I was made for is a true, real song. And I think a lot of people, the controversy around Ryan's song winning is that it's a guy's song that won.
Oh.
And not
But
Billy's.
Ryan Gosling is so not like that.
No. He's not.
He's the opposite of the patriarchy, I feel like. So it's funny that people would say that.
I know.
Because it's not, everyone knows that's not his intent behind the song. It was just
funny. They were saying because the critics voted that one.
Oh.
That of course they voted the mans and not the...
I see where they're going now.
Of course they didn't vote for Billy's song.
Sometimes I do think critics are a little whack though. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to see a movie, I am fully not looking at what the critics have to say. I'm looking at what the audience rated it on Rotten Tomatoes. I never look at what the critics say.
Honestly, I should be a critic.
You should be. All right, we'll start a segment.
I'm pretty entertained by most things. But.
Yeah. No, really though. I don't know any movies that you've actually walked out of and you're thinking there's, you don't like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's true. All right, moving on from pop culture.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we are in a lot closer of quarters this time. Yeah. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah,
We angled our chairs. Our microphones are in different positions. We're much more cozy together.
Yes.
What we really want to say is that we actually really do appreciate all of the feedback that we got from the first few episodes of the podcast. Mm-hmm. We read through a lot of them and it was really helpful because if you guys didn't know, before we started this podcast, we actually filmed the first two episodes way before.
Three.
Oh, first three. Yeah. First three episodes.
Before we released.
So as we released the first one, we're seeing all the feedback, but we already have the next two films, so we couldn't really implement any of that. But now we are doing that and we really appreciate it. A lot of them were just constructive criticism, which we genuinely really appreciate.
Because this is so new for us and we are learning
what not to do.
Mm-hmm. For instance, saying like I just did.
And we know that. We know that we've said that a lot. It's we're learning it's pretty hard to just talk for an hour straight and it's hard to express how you feel and to tell stories.
Especially when it's off the cuff.
Yes.
Without saying that word.
Yes. But if you guys are noticing, we're really trying. We want to make it pleasant.
It back.
We're reining it in. And we're not going to promise that we're never going to say the word like because we're going to.
Yeah. But
we just want you to know that we are trying. We want to make it a good experience for you guys to listen to.
We want it to be a good listen.
You know, some people were not so nice, but it's okay.
It's okay.
We're moving on. But yeah, we just really appreciate all that. So we're working on that.
We're going to, you know, as things go on and we do more and more episodes, we're going to evolve and it will change for the better.
It will get smoother. And honestly, if you guys didn't know, Lauren and I are our setup team.
Yeah. There was we have done everything for this podcast up to this point outside of editing the actual video portion of it.
Editing the footage, which we do minimal cuts on that as well. So the setup of all the camera gear,
everything that was ordered, cameras, everything has been us, and we know nothing about it, so it's been super trial and error.
We've gone through the ringer with this.
Yes,
let's just say that we were here. Lauren came over 4 hours ago, and we are just starting to film because we were setting up all the stuff.
We want it to be perfect,
and we want it to be good. So, with that being said,
you and we're trying our best.
We're trying
to implement.
So moving on, we're going to go into our assumptions. And these can be very scary because...
Oh, wait. Before we move on, one of the suggestions that they said was for me not to twitch my foot and leg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
there were quite a few of those.
I did want to say something about that because the first one, they were just saying, oh my gosh, Lo is so nervous. Look at her foot. And as I...
An assumption.
I know that I was... nervous, but at the same time I wasn't that nervous, and I move my foot a lot and my leg a lot because I have ADHD.
So her and Derek actually have this problem. A lot of times we'll be at dinner and somebody's shaking their leg and I can count on it being Derek or Lauren. Most of the time at dinner it's Derek and the whole table is shaking back and forth, and it just is a thing. Some people do it, some people don't.
Yeah, if you're watching this, Lauren is shoving my feet into the chair because it's forcing me to not shake my leg. And I'm not even nervous right now.
No.
I just love to be movie with my foot. I didn't even know I was doing it, to be honest. When I watched it back, had no idea. Somebody pointed it out and I was, oops.
Well, I can tell you guys that she has not moved her foot this episode.
I'm so strong.
So strong. It's just, I can see your toes just scrunched back in that chair. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so let's get to the assumptions.
Yes.
Like I said, this can be pretty scary because a lot of the assumptions can be negative, which we know when we're opening the door of assumptions about us. And we put our lives out online for everyone to see, for everyone to criticize. So we're going to get to those. We're going to read some of those. And I don't know what Lauren has. She doesn't know what I have. And we're just going to
read them.
Okay. This one says, you guys for sure had crushes on each other's Beast and brothers at one point.
What?
Also,
crushes. That's so funny because...
And there were a lot of these. Can you believe
that? Okay, that's what people want to know about because mine were filled with things along
Why
those
do I
lines.
Feel like people secretly just want us to be swingers?
I know.
For some weird, twisted reason. It's scaring
it's a story,
me.
It's a storyline.
It's a storyline.
It's a book. I've read it in the books. Just kidding.
But what do you have to say about that?
No. No. Derek has been like my brother since
he is your brother.
I met him. I feel like when we first met, he was it seemed like way younger than me, even though it was just two grades and only 1 year.
You met him when he was going through puberty.
He was going through puberty and he was a wild little guy. And
a wild little guy.
Yes. And then now obviously he's grown to be so much different than that.
Yeah.
But he's always going to be my brother.
Yeah. And no, it's just weird. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
Just a weird thing. He's plain and simple.
He's just my little bro.
No, I can say that we have never had crushes on each other's husbands because they are each other's husbands.
Yeah.
And we love our husbands very much. Yes. So. I just thought that was funny because there were a ton of those.
I know. I have seen
questions like that. I've seen quite a few.
It's really funny. Okay. Let's see. This one says you both don't want any more kids. What do you have to say?
The assumption is we both don't want kids. Oh, man. Well, I could tell you I've had moments where I think I'm done having kids. It honestly depends on the day, but I know that if I can, I want more kids. I don't know how many more, but I know that hopefully there's at least one more in the equation here.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like I go back and forth so much.
Yeah. You do say a lot that you feel very content with where you're at.
I feel that I would be so content just having the two girls that I have. I love them so freaking much and I feel so whole with them. But at the same time, I have this like feeling that there's one more possibly.
Okay. And people, I'm sure, are wanting to know, do you feel pressure that you need to have another one because you want a boy?
It's not that necessarily, because even if we had another one and it was a girl, I would be so stoked.
Yeah, and I know that for a fact. Lo and Tanner would both be stoked if it was another girl, and your family would be complete. You don't feel like you have to keep trying until you have a boy.
No.
But you'd be so happy if you got a boy, because obviously if you've had two of the same gender, it's natural to want the opposite.
Yeah. And so it'd be super fun to have a boy, but at the same time, if I had a girl, I would just take it as I know how to do this and I freaking love having girls. So.
And your girls are adorable. So
well, thank you.
Keep popping out those cute nieces for me. All right. This one says Tanner and Sarah are responsible ones and Lo and Derek are the wild ones. I knew you'd laugh at this one.
No.
Derek and Lo are the wild ones.
Why would you think that? I'm the most responsible.
Wouldn't it actually be funny to see where people spark these ideas? What made you think this? What made you think that me and Tanner are responsible and
what have I done to you?
What have I just done? No, I think it might be more fun to be the wild one. I'm like, wait, why can't I be the wild one?
Oh my goodness.
I'd say we all have our moments though. Don't you think?
I'm responsible with certain things,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah, I think we all have our strengths of where we're responsible. Yeah.
Of course, I take being a mom seriously and responsibly. Mm-hmm. I take my work seriously, but there's the cleaning the house side of things that I don't.
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get it.
And
Derek and Lauren do have a few similarities in personality and habits, but overall, I wouldn't say that you guys are wild and we're not.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more.
I think that you guys are slightly less.
Yeah, maybe a little more mellow. You do your next one.
Okay. Jealousy about social media followers.
Oh my gosh, you guys want some tea? Are you here for the tea?
You know what? I have the most love for my followers. I am not jealous at all. I think it's amazing that Sarah and Derek have so many followers.
And Lauren and Tanner have so many followers.
And I think that it's so funny because I'm just genuinely happy for all of my friends' success. And especially Derek and Sarah, they're
but
my family.
But nobody would believe that.
No.
Nobody would believe that you could be happy for your friends. Success. Because people just want to assume the worst, honestly.
Yeah.
They just want to think that there's got to be beef there because someone has more or less. It's not true.
Yeah.
Anytime my friends are doing well or Lauren and Tanner are doing well, we're stoked out of our mind for them. We want nothing but success for them. They're our best friends. It's just so dumb to think. And just something like that social media could drive a wedge is just dumb.
Yeah.
Why do you think we're doing a podcast together, you ninnies?
The ones that say Sarah and Lo hate each other. Can you imagine starting a podcast with somebody that you hate?
Can you imagine spending this much time with someone if you didn't like their presence?
Imagine moving to the same state as somebody if you hate them.
Imagine sharing nieces and nephews because I hate your guts.
Imagine spending every waking moment with somebody if you just because you hated them.
Imagine doing double dates every freaking week and having to spend this time.
I know, it's so funny. No, we don't hate each other.
We don't hate each other.
But we've never hated each other.
No,
you guys. We use that as a little tagline.
A little tagline.
No, I'm just kidding.
It was a little tagline. We didn't love each other always, but
we got to know each other and we got to loved know each other.
Exactly. Okay. This one is Lo is an extrovert and you are an introvert. The podcast was her idea.
The podcast was both of our idea, I feel like.
It was, we had this random job with a speaking thing. And
that's what boys told us. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even our idea, it was the boys.
It wasn't our idea.
The freaking boys want us to work.
They want us to keep working. No. No, they just thought that we had done such a great job on this platform. I don't even remember what it was, but we were both talking like it was a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was a job for you, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you had it too. We both had the job. Yeah. That's why we did it together.
Oh yeah. And we could do it together. And so we talked for an hour like it was a podcast and people were loving it. Actually, the ratings on the app were really good. Yeah. And then Derek and Tanner told us that we need to start a podcast.
Yeah, because they listened in and they just told us immediately after, you guys need to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. That was so fun.
And this was 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
This would be longer.
Like 3 years ago or so.
Yeah. It feels like it was.
Or maybe two.
A lifetime ago. Yeah. Being back in Hawaii in your house. But what do you say about you being an extrovert and me being an introvert?
I think that is true to an extent, because you do have extrovert in you and I do have introvert in me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more on the surface. I'm an extrovert and more on the surface. You're, well,
I think my social meter runs out a lot quicker than
you. Cause I get fueled by being around people
and depending on the person get drained.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because if I go to a random party with a million people there, that drains me. Like people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to a party that's my intimate friends that I know and I love, that fuels me.
Yeah.
So it depends on the situation for me.
Yeah, that's we both share qualities of both. But for the most part, I think on the outside, Lauren is more.
And I would say I used to be 100% extroverted. As I've gotten older and as I became more in the social media scene, that has given me little anxiety.
Is it because you feel like people are judging you before they meet you because of social media?
Because
I think naturally become more introverted.
Mm-hmm. Because I think they
have prejudgment.
Have preconceptions of me and maybe they don't like me or maybe they think I'm dumb or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it makes meeting new people a little bit more scary for me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where my new introvert.
Well, that's a very real thing. I feel that at times too.
Mm-hmm. But I would say that that's mostly true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys know each other before you guys met your boyfriends? So this person is probably really new because.
So the assumption is that we didn't know each other before.
They assumed that we knew each other before we met our boyfriends, but they are our husbands.
Okay.
And No, we didn't know each other at all.
Mm-mm. I don't remember the first time I met Lo, but
it was after Tanner and I were engaged.
Derek and I were dating. Our first date was their wedding. Mm-hmm. We really did not meet.
Yeah.
But we became close. So
then they got married a year after us. Mm-hmm. Just under a year.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
I'm glad.
This assumption is that one of you is pregnant with your third or will be very soon.
Don't scare me like that.
I actually, in the kitchen, just asked Lauren if she was pregnant.
I'm not freaking pregnant.
I asked her, though, because she was saying she was having cramps. And for some reason, I just feel like she's going to spring it on me sometime. I've been having this feeling.
Whoa.
I've asked you that a few times.
You have. It's been over a year, though. You've been
I feel like you're going to play a joke on me, though.
I know. Tanner likes to tease with that, too. He likes to say, Lawrence.
Yes.
He'll tease you.
He teases me, and it's not funny because I do want another little baby. Sunny's getting kind of old.
I know.
Our youngest is now, she's a year.
We need to have babies together. That's a pact.
Okay.
That's a pact.
No, I can't. No, I can't because you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready sooner, and I can't do that.
I don't know. You don't know that.
I have a year old.
And that's okay.
Were you ready at a year?
No.
Didn't think so. No, I think Lauren, I don't know when they're going to have another kid, but I assume it will be before.
I don't think so. Everyone in the comments, cheer her on. They can do it. We need to have our this one together because it's my last and I need you to be pregnant.
Why do I feel like this is a, you know, when everyone gets together and intervention.
Yeah, this is an intervention. We're all against you.
If you could see my face right now. Okay.
No, listen.
I don't think either of us are getting pregnant anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon, but come on. Together, it's a pact. Thank you. Moving on.
Yeah. Is it my turn? Can you wait 2 years?
No. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Lo is a 7 on the Enneagram and Sarah is a 3. So I wanted to read the Enneagrams because I don't really know what they mean.
I have never taken the Enneagram. Enneagram.
Enneagram. I think it's called.
Enneagram.
Enneagram. Enneagram?
Anagram?
I don't know.
I've never taken that test.
They said, I'm a 7. I got another person saying I'm a 7. So I wanted to read
you probably are a
the
seven,
general things about it.
Yeah,
and then we can decide. Okay, so these are the key traits, it looks like.
I'm scared of this. I'm very scared.
I've never taken this test. I really
want
to.
Are these friendly traits? Are the Enneagrams friendly?
I think they're just traits. I don't know.
I know, but some... Okay, readers.
We'll see. Adventurous, spontaneous, optimistic, highly energetic, multitasking. They fear missing out, resulting in them taking on many projects simultaneously, if that doesn't ring true. This can sometimes cause them to overextend themselves. It says, known as the cheerleaders, Enneagram type 7.
Lo is a cheerleader.
Enneagram type 7s are adventurous, optimistic, spontaneous. They usually present as enthusiastic and are largely people-oriented. They enjoy multitasking and are always on the lookout for a new challenge.
I don't know if you are a multitasker, though. I feel like you have to be on one thing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't think rings super true.
Yeah, I feel that I start something and then I have to go on to the next and then I'm moving back and forth and I'm kind of...
Oh, that way you're a multitasker.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I don't...
I would say the rest was like very spot on.
Yeah.
The rest was spot on.
I'm trying to see if there's anything funny about it. It just says sevens fear being deprived of experiences. This is known as the fear of missing out, FOMO. Because of this, type sevens tend to take on multiple...
So Brit is Brit Kent.
Does.
She's a 7.
That is true. She totally is a 7.
She is.
She's exactly a 7.
Okay. Okay, well, I feel like that rang pretty true to you.
Yeah.
So they think I'm a type 3. Mm-hmm. Says threes are self-assured, attractive, and charming, ambitious, competent, and energetic. They can also be status conscious and highly driven for advancement.
Hmm. What does that mean?
This sounds very overachiever for somebody that didn't graduate college. No, I would say, I don't know. What did you read about yours? It's just, mine's all about like being driven and success oriented and I don't know. Mine sounds freaking boring.
No,
man.
It doesn't.
You're just so fun.
No.
I don't know if this is me, though, if I'm being honest. This sounds like a scholar.
Those, yeah, you have some of those things in you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say you're exactly that.
Oh, my gosh. It's comparing me to Augustus Caesar. I just freaking watched Gladiator, and he ruled and was killing everyone.
I think you're freaking smart.
I will take that as a compliment, but
they think you're a ruler.
Emperor Constantine?
This is actually a compliment, Sarah.
Okay.
You're my Roman Empire.
My Roman Empire. Right here. Look no further.
Look no further than Saul.
That's interesting, though, that they...
I like it.
One of those where I want to know why they think that.
Okay, well, we need to take the test and report back.
Yes. Okay, that'll be our homework before the next podcast.
Yeah.
And we will
write that down. I'm going to forget.
Yeah. Can you write it down?
I can't write it down.
I'll read the next one.
Fine.
Okay, it says... You both weren't nervous for your wedding night. Please speak to this. My wedding is in February.
I was so nervous. Are you effing kidding me?
I was not nervous. I'm going to be straight up honest. I was not nervous.
You were not nervous one little bit.
No, but Derek was, and I know you were.
Why weren't you nervous? Spill the tea. Why weren't you nervous?
I don't know. It felt like a natural thing to me, which is maybe not the best thing.
I mean, that's
because
really good.
I don't know. I knew.
It is a natural thing.
I would say the only nerves I had was I knew Derek was nervous. Mm. So that put nerves into me. But I think if Derek wasn't nervous, I don't think there'd be an ounce of nerves in me.
Okay.
But I know you were nervous.
I was nervous. Are you freaking kidding me? I had never seen a man naked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I actually didn't think about it. Maybe because I had screwed up with some of my boyfriends.
That's the real reason.
That's the tea. Whoa.
That's the real reason.
Hey. No. Okay, I was a virgin when we got married. Okay. Did I mess around a little bit? Okay.
She wompied around.
So I wasn't as nervous as I could see.
We don't blame you. But
seeing that for the first time could be shocking.
It was, and it was.
Just prepare yourself.
Truly. But
I think give some advice.
It was just funny.
How did you get through that? What do you wish you knew? Because she's having her wedding in February, she wants to know.
Write this down because I can't multitask. So I'm not a seven.
This is what I was talking about.
What did we say we had? Take Enneagram test.
And she can't remember what she's writing down.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I had high hopes to be a seven. I need to.
Everything else was spot on.
Could be. We'll find out.
I'm asking you to give her advice.
I would say that go into it not so serious, especially most of the time you're both a little bit nervous, and so don't feel like you're stupid or out. I don't know, I just was so worried about how my body looked and how he was gonna perceive me and all these things, and I was worried that it wasn't gonna work and I wasn't gonna be
wasn't
good.
Gonna work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it will always work. If that brings you any joy, just know that it will work.
It will work at some point.
And it could be very quick.
Yeah, and I was nervous that I don't know. I was just...
You just don't know what to expect. It's fully new. And especially coming from our background, your whole life it's a no-no. It's a taboo thing. That could make it very nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And if it's never talked about, it was never talked about in my home.
I would say have some conversations with people that you trust. That would be my advice.
That actually did help me a lot, talking to friends who were married, giving me a little bit of advice and insight into what to expect, kind of. And just to have a little bit more knowledge around it, because it really wasn't talked about growing up, you know?
Go to good sources. If you have good friends or you feel comfortable talking to your mom, I would do that, because none of us did that before our wedding night, which can make it more scary. Mm-hmm. But that's funny.
That's crazy that you weren't nervous.
I wasn't nervous.
You're so lucky.
No, it wasn't even a lucky thing, because it would have been maybe more exciting if I was nervous.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it was just, I was excited. I wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
Excited, not nervous.
Yeah.
You're up. You're up for it.
Thank you.
Just me reminding Lauren every time.
Okay. Oh, man. I feel like y'all have each other's backs and vent about the guys to each other.
There's been some of that.
Yeah.
But I would expect them to do the same things.
And it's not necessarily venting. Mm-hmm. It's more talking about our experiences mm-hmm. and how to help. It's finding somebody who you can confide in and trust mm-hmm. without feeling judgment or, you know, I feel like I just have that with you where I can mm-hmm. share anything mm-hmm. that I'm going through and you're there to listen and to give advice or mm-hmm. whatever it is.
And I think that's important. Mm-hmm. And it is nice that we can connect because Derek and Tanner were both raised in the same household. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of similarities with...
Especially communication-wise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that you're not alone going through some of that.
Yeah.
And to be able to talk to somebody. I hope everybody has someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Because if you're just going through, like... Sorry, I said like...
I didn't even hear it.
If you're just going through life and marriage and you don't have someone that you can confide in, I just think it's important.
Yeah.
Important to have that person. But I wouldn't say every time we get together, we're not just over there bashing our husbands. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes we'll be like, talking, saying, oh, yeah, they did this. And I'll say, yeah, Derek's done that before too. Or I don't know.
I think it's more somebody to confide in if you're, mm-hmm. you know.
But they, I'm sure the boys have done that as well.
Yeah.
And I would hope. Don't bottle it up.
It's all in mm-hmm. love, too.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel comfortable talking to Sarah about it, because mm-hmm. she knows it's all in love.
Yeah. And I know that no matter what I say about if Derek's bugging me or what's going on, she's not going to love Derek any less. I'm mm-hmm. not going to love Tanner any less. We're all still going to be friends.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is, you've seen each other completely naked.
That is true. You'll find out in tomorrow's episode.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, yeah. We do have a good story about this.
Are they talking about the boys or just us?
You've seen... Oh.
Just
us, I just assumed it was just us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pause. Okay, we have seen each other's husband's butts on accident.
On accident.
Because we're always in the same household for something random.
Yeah, I think your count for seeing Tanner's butt is higher than
mine. It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not. You guys
saw it when he went down the slide at Lake Powell when he mooned everyone.
I saw his butt then?
Yes,
I don't think I saw his butt.
The slide.
It was so dark. You know my night vision is terrible.
You saw. It was a bright moon. He mooned everyone as a joke down the slide.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I don't remember this.
And then, yeah.
I did see it on accident.
It's been twice.
When we were in Hawaii, because Tanner doesn't freaking shut the door when he's showering. Luckily, he was turned around. It was
the
just
reason
butt.
I saw Derek was because he didn't lock the freaking door. And he didn't get in the shower
it's
yet.
Tanner and Derek not locking the bathroom doors.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anyone was in there because the shower wasn't turned on yet.
Oh, man.
And so I opened the door. It was right when I woke up and I was going to go to the bathroom. And I mm-hmm. opened the door, saw a butt, closed the door, screamed, ran to Tanner.
I was just walking past these open double doors thinking, I knew that the shower was on, but mm-hmm. there's another door before the double doors that goes to the bathroom mm-hmm. thinking that was closed and it wasn't. And I ran straight out of there.
The differences though is when I saw Derek's butt, we weren't as close as we were.
What do you mean?
Like we weren't best friends yet, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was just
super awkward. Yeah.
Because I went into the room I didn't even say anything to Derek. In the moment, I feel like if it was now, I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I would start laughing. I was so mortified that I had just seen his butt that I went into
it
the
room. It was more awkward, less funny.
Yes. I woke up Tanner and I just said, I saw Derek's butt. And I was so embarrassed.
And
I didn't know what to
you
say.
Didn't tell us for mm-mm. a long time.
He thought I was rissy. That went in.
Oh, his sister. And Derek didn't even know.
And I was so embarrassed. I
see. And when it happened, it was so recent where I saw Tanner's butt mm-hmm. that we just laughed about it. And I said, Tanner, shut the freaking door next time.
Yeah. And so
anyway, yes, we haven't seen the boys naked.
No, haven't seen the boys naked. Have seen each other naked.
Yes. Let's just cut. No that's frontal it. Views have ever been seen
and never
hopefully
will
never be seen.
And that's a promise. Maybe. Just kidding.
That's
a promise.
That's a promise. It's your turn again.
Dang it.
For real? It's your turn again.
Okay. It really is. Okay. Okay. Sarah forgets things often, like her keys, misplaces her phone, etc.
Are you mistaking me for my husband, Derek Easton?
I will say he forgets more than you, but you have been known to misplace things.
I have been known. This is why I just installed. I just installed a key ring thing that goes on each of our keys.
I have, it's not an Apple AirTag.
It's a actual remote that has color coordinated things to go on each of our keys. And if I click the remote, it goes ding, 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 ding. So I know where my keys are.
Oh my gosh.
So honestly, yeah, maybe that's true, but I'm getting a little better.
Okay. Maybe that's true.
I don't know. Maybe that's one of my faults.
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving on. Never know where my phone is. Oh.
That's my husband, Derek. Anyway, I might do that. Anyway, moving on.
He is worse than me.
He's the number one worst, but you also have been misplaced things.
I have been misplaced on the shelf, yes.
Sir, on the shelf.
I'm sorry, this one is actually so funny to me. If something happened to one of y'all's husbands, you'd share the remaining one. An assumption.
What? How do you say share? Because if Derek was gone, I would say move in with us. You can't have relationships with my husband.
I was so confused where you were going with this. I was saying, are you saying yes to this?
I would take you in under my wing.
You would take me wings. You would take me under your wings.
I would give you wings to fly with me.
Okay. Well, that's comforting.
But I wouldn't share, Tanner. I wouldn't want to share
your husband because he's your husband. This is where this just gets freaking weird. It's just funny. They're like, okay, first of all, don't want to think about my husband dying. Second of all, of course. I would be same. I would
say it out loud. You can see my hand motion. If you think it's true, say it out loud. Would you take me under your wing?
I would 100% take you under my wing.
And that's a contract?
Contract.
Shake on that.
Sign in blood.
Okay. What else?
Okay. No, we would not share sexual relations with the other husband. No. Let's just put our foot down on that. What if I died? Tanner died.
That's too sad.
It's too sad. But what if? Would you two raise the families together? Maybe.
What do you mean?
You're pausing. I'm saying, what if we both died?
Are you proposing to me?
No, I'm saying if I died.
No.
And
are you proposing your husband to me? Is that what I'm asking?
I mean, I just want him to be happy. So no, I'm not. But I'm just saying I wouldn't be mad. I just want everyone to be happy.
Yeah. I think he's, you know, we're siblings right now.
Yeah, Nar.
I would be his wing woman.
Okay. I like that. Just watch out for each other. I think that's a way good alternative. Just watch out for each other. Make sure the kids are happy.
Yeah, like I would take in the kids and I would be the best auntie. And yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I have the same answer.
Because I would have to be the wing woman because I would need them to be a really great person.
Sorry, say that. Say that one more time.
I would be the wing woman to find a really great person
for Derek. Yeah, as long as Derek's happy, I don't care.
This isn't happening.
But this is not happening, and this will never happen.
No, and this is the funny thing is, I tell Sarah all the time that she's going to live the longest out of all of us.
I do not want to live the longest.
She's going to live to 110. I'm sorry, you are.
I think I won't.
I think you are. 110, maybe.
Can you imagine? I don't want to be the one to outlive all the people.
You're just going
to
be
all my people. I don't want to be that person. Take me home, country road,
to the place.
This one's kind of funny. It's just very lighthearted.
Yeah.
It says, I would assume you smell like vanilla and cake and Lo smells like fruity.
Fruity pebbles?
fruity like mangoes or berries.
Oh my.
For some reason, I feel like that was kind of.
Is that one true?
Rang true.
Am I a berry?
Berries and mango? Like you smell like that.
Really?
Just based off your personality, I think it's kind of true. I really picked this one out of thousands because this rang true.
Wait, so you think I smell like mangoes and berries?
I think it's a figure. It's a feel thing?
They
feel as though we would smell like these smells if we
Oh, if we were
around them.
Ascent.
If we were ascent.
Yeah.
Yes, we that's a good ascent, way to put it.
We would be mangoes and berries. That's freaking random.
It's random, but I liked it.
Okay,
so I like put it. It in.
I love eating mangoes. I don't know if I want to smell like a mango.
Berries are good. Okay, moving on.
I like the vanilla scent, though.
Yeah.
You are vanilla scent. What's your perfume smell like?
Not vanilla.
I wear Glossier U. What about you?
Dime.
Yeah, I like Dime too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is it my turn?
I was not going to say it, but yeah, it is.
It comes so fast. Okay, here's another one of those ones that people have been, you know, loving. When Sarah gave birth in the room, it was Sarah, Derek, and Lowe. Do you think they thought it was a tritty?
Oh, just a way to say a threesome like couple?
Pair, a truple, a cruple. What's it called? A thruple.
Is that what they said? Yeah, that's what they,
but it said tritty.
Okay.
But that's not a word.
I don't know what that word is, but
I think it was trying to say thruple. Okay. Do you think people thought you were a thruple?
I mean, every person that came in the room, we introduced you and said, this is my sister-in-law.
And she was with a camera
filming. So I assume that they would not think that, but maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe walking out. I don't know.
Maybe when they heard us laughing in there.
Yeah. And Lo holding my hand and Derek fainting and Lauren cutting the cord. Maybe there were some.
Now thinking about it.
Derek was not doing so hot. Derek and he had to take a seat on the bench and he had three nurses surrounding him trying to fan him.
Yeah.
So funny. And Lo actually cut Sunny's cord. So
yeah. Dr. Song was the one who delivered my baby. My babies as well. And she was there and she said, Lo, do you want to cut the cord?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
We're bonded for life.
Bonded for life.
And she's bonded with Sunny. That's probably why Sunny dances she every time.
She likes me.
She does. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people didn't think that. So this one says, I assume you guys are both so obsessed with Botox. You have no facial movement and it's not natural.
Check this out.
This is actually so funny to me because, first of all, Botox lasts 6 months.
No, it lasts like
less than that?
6 weeks.
I am just going to straight up say, I have never in my life, I do not care if people get Botox or not. At some point in my life, I will probably get it. I have never had Botox in my life up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm not against Botox at all. I just honestly haven't made an appointment. But it's funny that people say I can't move my face when I've never
had. That's a compliment.
I've never had Botox.
It looks like you got Botox without it.
I think they're just being mean.
I have had Botox before and I think I've gotten like four times or something.
Yeah.
But in my forehead,
so minimal. Even after you do it, I never know.
Yeah. But anyway, it's gone right now because I haven't gotten in a long time.
Yeah.
But I do like getting it in my forehead because I have about 100 crinkles in my forehead when I crinkle.
And guess what? There is nothing wrong with that.
So I like to get a little bobo right here. But I can move.
Look, I'm seeing all of your features moving.
It's
because
it's gone.
But that's just so funny. We're so obsessed with Botox.
Yeah.
I've never had a needle in my face. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And moving on. Karen, whoever you are.
That's really funny. You both can be introverted but have no embarrassment when you're together. I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah, I would say there's no filter when we're together.
No.
Just the wackiest.
Anything goes. I think I know every deepest, darkest secret. And
yeah,
they know mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just threw that out there.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be judged for it.
Yeah. None of us think
Sarah might give me one of these.
Yeah, I do scratch my eyes.
She scratches her eyes out when I get a little too weird.
When I can't follow or my brain is just like past the limit into the brain fog land, I have been known to scratch my eyes.
And then Derek and I get stuck on something.
And they don't, they're in their other.
They feed off each other.
They feed off. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's good times. It's good times.
Send Sarah to the deep darkies sometimes. No,
I'll be laughing for the first 10 minutes mm-hmm. and then sometimes it goes past me and then I use my word count and my laughs and up and then I'm
done baby.
Done for the time.
Yep.
Okay, this one is your parents gave you both money towards your houses.
Incorrect.
Actually, both of us. did not receive a dime from our parents to buy our houses, which I'm very, very, very grateful for, to say that we did this on our own. But I do have to say, there is nothing wrong with parents that want to help their kids and want to help them start a good life. Isn't that what we're here for?
Yeah.
We want our kids to be taken care of. We want them to be healthy and safe. And I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Both of our parents didn't help us with our houses, which we get so many of those comments of,
I think your daddy or your parents just bought you everything so you can travel and do all this. But believe it or not, we're trying to work our hardest and make a living, and we both did that on our own. And I'm proud of us. I feel like it's okay to say we're proud of that. Yeah. I know. I think there's a lot of assumptions around that. Even when we first moved to Hawaii, everyone would start to comment, the only reason you're able to be out there is because your parents pay for you. And I was like,
so many of those.
We're scrounging by and we're working hard. And
all of us started from straight up broke, and we're just working our way up the best we can. In Hawaii, it was very, very out of hand with the amount. Anytime there was a question box, people coming at us for our finances, how can you afford to be there? Just mean comments of, but I do think, again, if parents are helping their kids with rent and their kids are trying their hardest, there is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Everyone can use a little helping hand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. Okay, this one's just a random one. Lo doesn't like sushi and Sarah's favorite cake is chocolate.
I also love that you picked this out of hundreds. I actually,
it was Lo doesn't like sushi. And your favorite cake is chocolate.
I know why you picked that, because you love sushi.
I love sushi.
She's always asking to get some sushi, and so is Derek. So I just go and get some guiso.
I know. Guiso. Me, Tanner, and Derek love
pot stickers.
Yeah. Some pot stickers.
I always just go, and I have tried sushi on occasion.
You like
And I like
Vegas
a Vegas
roll.
Roll.
Yeah, it's so good.
But Lo actually loves sushi. I do love chocolate cake. I wouldn't say it's.
What'd you say your favorite cake is?
I do like Texas sheet cake, though. That is one of my favorites.
I love that cake.
Yeah.
It's like a brownie cake.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite cake, then?
Butter cake. Butter cake all the way. That will always be my favorite. Oof. Anyway.
Yummy.
Lo has definitely honked your boobs since the first pod episode.
Honestly, I would have if I could remember.
She didn't remember
about it,
but also I'm keeping them at arm's length.
An arm's length.
She hasn't been close to these ladies in a while. So not saying it won't ever happen.
I could give it a little punch.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should probably go watch our
episode one.
Our episode one of this. Boob honks.
A little boob honk. Okay. You think each other's husbands are hot because they're brothers?
There's very tricky wording around this. We've talked about this so many times, and
people
feel like
always want to know.
We can appreciate, this is what I've come to. You can appreciate that someone is good looking without being attracted to them. Does that make sense? I hope this makes sense to everybody. I can look at Tanner and appreciate that he is a good looking man without being like, he's so hot, and like expanding on that. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel the same?
Yes, that's a really good way to put it. Of course.
If I didn't know Tanner and he's walking down the street, I would say, that's a good looking man.
I would stop him right in his tracks and I'd say, you're freaking hot.
You would.
And anyway, I actually did that. Just kidding.
This one is, you both wear the trousers. I love that they use the word trousers in your relationship instead of pants.
Instead of pants.
excuse me.
You know, I feel like it's a trade-off, but I am the one that, if this means that I do more of the working side of things, is that what it's trying to say, kind of?
Just who is more bossy, I would say. Who wears the pants? Who says what you do, where you go?
I feel like it more lands on me, but I do listen to what Tanner wants to do, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people always assume that wearing the pants is a bad thing, but it doesn't have to be in a mean way of someone that you could just be more decisive or.
And sometimes he takes the reins on kind of what we do. But at the end of the day, I think I would say I make the decisions more.
Yeah. I think Derek in our relationship usually makes more of the decisions.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or,
but you also whereas, do.
But I sometimes. Do too sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd say with Derek and I, he maybe does a little bit more wear the pants, but it's kind of a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
But now it's another one of those that I'm interested to know why.
Yeah.
Why do you think we wear the pants? Is it because we, maybe it's because we work. It might be just because we are wearing pants.
We're wearing pants right now. I think in the beginning it was a lot more me because I'm way more extroverted. Mm-hmm. I used to be way more extroverted than Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much wanting to hang out with friends and making all these mm-hmm. plans. And Tanner was just way more go with the flow and down to do that.
Yeah.
And now he's become a lot more extroverted and has started making plans.
Yeah.
And so
I think that's a very normal thing for a relationship to go through phases mm-hmm. and people are going to change.
Yeah.
You're not going to be married to the same person year one that you are year nine. People grow and change, and it's easier and normal for roles to change and shift. Mm-hmm. So that was my last one.
I love it.
We're done. It wasn't too painful.
No.
Hopefully for a lot of you guys. And we have some exciting things coming up. Doing something a little crazy.
Ah!
One of us is making a change.
Yep.
I'm scared. I'm actually very scared for that.
I would be nervous. It's a big change.
It's a huge change, and it's been on the mind for a while.
You just have thought it so long, you just mm-hmm. need to do it and pull the trigger.
Oh, yeah. So it's me. I was like trying to keep it.
Wait, I can reel that back.
No, don't reel it. Okay. Don't reel it. It's fine. Yeah. So it's me. I'm doing something a little cray cray.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to see.
It'll be good. We're going to fly together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get home. Derek's actually going into surgery the day after we get back. And this was the only time we could squeeze it in.
Yeah.
It's going to be a wild ride.
It's going to be wild.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening as always. And the feedback is so, so valued. And hopefully we're doing a little bit better on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have another episode coming out next week.
Yes. And we might be changing our days.
Yes. When we first started the podcast, we said that they were going to come out on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Tuesday just...
It's not lining up.
It's and not. It comes too soon. Yes, for some reason, the weekend, it's too soon. So we might be shifting to Wednesdays or Thursdays. But you can definitely expect one
once a week.
Mm-hmm. Unless we get hacked, which...
We have been hacked, so we're hoping that Derek figured that out while we've been recording
this. Shout we're trying to launch an episode tomorrow, and we don't know if our Spotify is intact, but you guys are the best.
Heyo. Thanks for listening.
Hope you enjoyed.
We can't believe how many people watched our podcast listened to our podcast.
Yeah,
the amount of love. Okay, we got so many good suggestions, but the amount of love that we got mm-hmm. was overwhelming because I did not know what to expect. And we're so new at this and we are learning.
And we're putting it on a platform
and it's just scary.
Going in with nothing.
Yeah.
And for you guys to have such an awesome response meant the world. We kept FaceTiming each other, texting each other, saying, can you believe this? Yeah. People actually like it. And we just are really grateful and
makes me want to cry. Also, when I was at Disneyland, the first person to ever say that they listened to my podcast in person. They came up to me and they were like, I love your podcast. And I was like, they recognized me from my podcast.
I was
so excited.
Those moments for us make it worth it.
Yes.
They're the best. And if you guys do love the podcast and you ever do see us out in public, please come talk to us. Yeah. We just like you. So.
And I will just say that a lot of behind the scenes, we've been trying our best to do as much work behind the scenes. A lot goes into this that you can't see. So thank you for being patient with us mm-hmm. while we learn and do. We're trying our best to get better and better as we go. So
yes.
We love you guys.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.